You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A 12-year-old died in a UTV crash last weekend in Columbia County. According to Columbia County Sheriffs, the child died from injuries sustained in a rollover crash on Saturday. Authorities say the child was pronounced dead at the scene where he was trapped under the UTV at a farm in Wyocena. Saturday's incident was the second in which a child died in the county last week. A 4-year-old died last Wednesday after falling from farm equipment in Marcellone. So far this year, at least 25 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes. UTVs were involved in 84% of these fatal incidents. The Wisconsin DNR wants your help spotting storm damage. Wardens are asking you to report any storm damage you see at state properties following major flooding and other severe weather in the past several weeks. If you're out hiking or biking and see any washed out areas, ruined roads, or trees across trails, make a note and report it to staff at the park or online at dnr.wi.gov. You're also being reminded to obey any signs marking closed trails or facilities. Insurance premiums for Wisconsin workers' compensation will decline for the 10th straight year. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Tuesday that the average workers' compensation insurance rates for employers will drop to 3.2% in October. DWD says the lower rates reflect employers' increased efforts to improve workplace safety. Insurance Commissioner Nathan Hodick says employers doing business in Wisconsin can count on a competitive insurance marketplace for coverage that keeps businesses and employees safe. Actual premiums vary by employer based on factors such as injury risk exposure. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature could block certain medical debt collection actions. The legislation was introduced in the state Senate Monday and would block those debt collection actions in cases where hospitals do not fully comply with price transparency requirements. The Department of Health Services would be responsible for monitoring compliance with the price transparency requirements, which would include hospitals keeping a full list of standard charges that is updated annually and accessible without a login or paywall. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index rose 1.7 points in July to 100.3, slightly above the 52-year average of 98. Contributing most to the rise in the optimism index were respondents reporting better business conditions and reporting that it is a good time to expand. In contrast to the optimism index, the uncertainty index increased by 8 points from June to 97. 21% of small business owners reported labor quality as their single most important problem, up 5 points from June and ranking as the top problem. A new website from the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles educates people about ongoing scams. The new webpage is a resource to help you recognize scams, learn how to protect yourself, and provide guidance on what to do if you are caught up in a phishing scam attempt. Common features from recent phishing attacks include demands for money, requiring urgent action, or embedding malicious links. The webpage also posts images of recent scams that have hit Wisconsin. You can visit the new site at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter urging the Trump administration to immediately reverse course on its attempts to cut approximately $29 million Wisconsin expected to receive to help support and complete Wisconsin's years-long efforts to modernize the unemployment insurance system and efficiently and effectively prevent benefit fraud and waste. In a letter to U.S. Department of Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer, Governor Evers noted that if the Trump administration does not reverse course and provide the $29 million in approved funding that Wisconsin expected to receive, quote, the state will not be able to complete its UI system modernization project, which is designed to use innovative tools to help efficiently and effectively prevent benefit fraud and abuse. Wisconsin's unemployment insurance system programming was developed in the early 1970s. The Evers administration's efforts to modernize Wisconsin's UI system began during the COVID-19 pandemic, during the worst economic crisis in over a decade. The early stages of the pandemic saw state unemployment rates rise from 3.5% in February 2020 to 14.8% just 2 months later. To help respond to these challenges and finally fix Wisconsin's unemployment system after decades of inaction, Governor Evers called a special session of the Wisconsin State Legislature and in February 2021 signed 2021 Act 4, which began the process of modernizing these critical systems to prevent a future emergency from causing a similar crisis. Since then, WDW has advanced swiftly and successfully toward this goal, protecting the integrity of the claims processing system with cutting-edge technology designed to help crack down on fraud and abuse in benefit claims while increasing virtual customer service options. A Hillsborough man has been charged for a crash that resulted in serious injuries in February. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that criminal charges have been filed as the result of an ongoing investigation into the two-vehicle crash in rural Viroqua. Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher filed 4 criminal charges, all felonies, with the Office of Vernon County Clerk of Circuit Court Sheila Olson on July 11th. Robert Joseph Brand, 22, of Hillsborough, is charged with first-degree reckless injury, reckless driving causing great bodily harm, and 2 counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. A call to Digger's Hotline before you start a project on your property could save your life. Spokesman Chad Kruger says calling 811 could also save you from a very expensive mistake. Not only are there power and gas lines underground, but also phone and data lines. Those are very expensive to replace, and if you didn't call to get your property marked, you could be liable for damage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to protect young wildlife by observing them from a safe distance and letting them grow up in their natural environment. While young wild animals may seem helpless, they are well adapted to survive without human intervention. With most species, it is natural for mothers to leave their young alone for long periods of time. While alone, young animals will often lie quietly and still to avoid attracting predators. As they grow, young wildlife will often wander on their own and in most cases do not need intervention. Visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild webpage for species-specific information on native Wisconsin wildlife and why it is best to leave them in their natural environment. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is like on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad for sure.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the 5th time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Vittoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Vittoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista, or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retire, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off he was terrible? Highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called a tell-all. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo Baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes, the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and even warmer with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.